This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Adoree Adoji is away. Joining us now is Ethan Bronner, Jerusalem Bureau Chief for The New York Times, to talk about, there's always an Israeli civics lesson in the cards when governments change in Israel. Remind us, Ethan, of what it's going to take now that Shimon Peres has asked Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of the Likud party, to form a right-wing coalition government. And his main partner, I gather, is going to be Avigdor Lieberman, the head of the Israel Beitenu party that did so well in the elections.
Well, that seems to be right, John. The truth is that Netanyahu is still hoping to form a centrist coalition. He had a brief public statement after President Peres assigned him the task of forming a government, in which he appealed both to Tzipi Livni, the head of the Kadima party, and to Ehud Barak, the head of the Labor Party, and said, "Let us join hands and face the challenges ahead for Israel." But neither has indicated any particular interest in doing so, but we shall see.
Now, the last official in Israel political leader that attempted to form a right-wing coalition was Ariel Sharon, who, sort of clings to life there in Israel, and he wasn't successful doing that. The same problems would exist for Netanyahu to attempt to do a right-wing coalition. True?
That's absolutely true. In fact, it's not you're right in what you say, but it's also true that Netanyahu was prime minister once before, from 96 to 99, and led a narrow right-wing coalition and swore never to do so again because it's very difficult to get anything done with a minimal number of seats in your hand. So he's been saying for a year he wants to form a broad centrist coalition, but we'll see. He has 6 weeks to try to persuade Tzipi Livni to come on board.
Well, it will be a test of Netanyahu's leadership at the very least, and we should remind people that in a right-wing coalition, the power shifts to the tiny parties with the few votes, and those are typically religious parties with very, very narrow interests, and that's why it typically falls apart. Ethan, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the coalition politics over the next 6 weeks. I wanted to ask you something that's of curiosity to me. Senator Kerry went to Gaza yesterday. And
yes,
it seems to me that both the Kerry visit to Gaza, he's head of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, plus the reports out about Israel possibly considering a prisoner swap with Hamas in Gaza, is there a channel opening here?
I don't know. I don't think it's that clear. My own feeling is more that Senator Kerry, as a sympathetic but non-member of the administration, is in a kind of listening mode, trying to explore other ways to go about our policy in this region apart from the way that President Bush was doing. So I think that he went there to see the destruction, to talk to Gazans, not to have contact with Hamas at this stage, but to try to get a feel, because the idea of sort of not looking and not showing up seems strange to him.
Now, opening a channel unilaterally to Hamas is not something the U.S. could pull off in its relationship with Israel. Yes, before we go?
It could not, and I don't think it really particularly wants to at this stage.
How about Israel? The notion of a prisoner swap, any sign that that position might be softening?
There's no sign of it at all. In fact, the opposite, that
right.
It's hardening. But it's hard to know whether there's a public and then a private factor going on.
Well, thanks for setting us straight on that. Ethan Bronner, of course, Jerusalem Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, reporting from Jerusalem. Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you, John. Take care.